you're rolling along, crushing your social media strategy, staying super consistent, and then something unexpected happens. You remember there's a TPT sale, you get invited to speak at a summit, you finally finish that amazing bundle you've been working on forever. But those aren't part of your current social media plan. What do you do? Today's episode is all about answering that question for you. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. Today, we're talking about what to do if something comes up that isn't part of your current social media strategy. Because though having a solid plan is great, as they say, the best laid plans, right? So here's how you can adapt. Now, as teacher authors, there are a lot of things that can come our way that we might not have planned for, like TPT's quarterly sales, or a random sale they throw in there, like last spring, just to keep everyone on their toes, right? Or opportunities like summits, conferences, or bundle sales that you're decided to take a part of, the completion of a bundle that you didn't really have a time frame for, or even taking the leap to start that course or membership that's been on your heart. And I don't want you to think that just because you have put together a specific strategy for what you're posting on social media, you can't use social media to leverage these opportunities as well. But Cassandra, I'm working on nurturing my audience and giving them lots of educational content. Am I just supposed to throw that out the window and start promoting like nobody's business? Well, maybe not like nobody's business, but yes, to an extent, you need to tweak your strategy and what you're posting because your goals have changed. And that is the main reason for having a strategy, so you can reach your business goals. So when your business goals change, like wanting to drive more traffic to a bundle sale than to your store, your strategy needs to change too. But you don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. For time-bound opportunities that come up, such as TPT sales, speaking at a summit, or like being a part of a bundle sale, you only need to temporarily tweak your strategy. So this might look like swapping out your promotional posts for a few weeks with posts that promote the sales, summit, or bundle. And then once that time-bound opportunity has passed and your goals shift back to what they were before, then you can go about your strategy as normal. Especially for sales, this doesn't have to be a huge tweak. You can still talk about those resources you wanted to promote during that sales time, but just focus the caption on the fact that they can grab it at the sale that's going on right now or happening in a few days, or even add something about the sale to your graphic. I don't want you to be scared of tweaking your strategy for these time-bound opportunities, and I don't want you to think it has to be a ton of extra work either. Now, for opportunities that are less time-bound, meaning they don't just happen for a few days and are over and don't affect your business until they come up again, such as launching a course, you're going to need to look at a bigger tweak of your strategy or even putting your current strategy on hold. Last episode, episode 34, I talked with Melanie about leveraging social media for launches of things like courses and memberships. So if you haven't listened to that already, make sure to head back and take a listen because that conversation can really help you start to see how you might alter your strategy when launching. But for a brief overview, here's what you'll want to consider. A few months before actively launching your offer, you'll want to shift your strategy more towards bringing people into your community so that when you do get ready to launch, you'll have more people to sell to. So you want to do things that get you a greater non-follower reach, like posting reels, and things that will make people want to join your community, such as posting relatable content so that they know you understand them, and educational content that they can use fairly easily so they see the value of joining your community. Also, you could promote your lead magnets to get more people on your email list so you can nurture them leading up to the launch. Then, as you get closer to launch, you shift and begin more promotional content about the membership or course. Who is it for? What can people expect from it? Share results if you did a beta round, etc. Get people interested and excited for the launch. Then you launch, and once it's complete, you can go back to your old strategy with a few tweaks, because now you also have this membership or course that you can promote. Or if you decide to only open cart a few times a year, you can go back to your old strategy just as is and then note for yourself when you'll need to go into that like launch mode strategy down the road. Ever feel like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when creating your content to market your teacher biz on Instagram? Tired of coming up with more and more content ideas, but feeling like you're never seeing any benefits? Think Instagram just doesn't work for your business? Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to feel that way anymore. You can stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and create strategic content. You can create content that helps you reach those big business goals. And you can say with confidence that Instagram does work for your business. All you need to do? Analyze your Instagram data. Don't know how? Not sure where to start? That's where my brand new course, Post and Profit, comes in. You'll learn how to find and understand the analytics Instagram provides for your posts and page, quick data solutions to bypass those most irritating pain points of using social media to market your teacher biz, what data is most important for your business, not anyone else's, and how to bring all those numbers together to create a strategic content plan that will finally help you reach those big business goals. It's time to go from feeling like a ball in tall grass, lost when it comes to marketing your teacher business on Instagram, to feeling confident about exactly the next step you need to take in order to make all of your marketing efforts worth it. Be the first to know when the doors open to the course by signing up for the waitlist in the show notes below. 2024 is about to be the year that you finally feel confident marketing on Instagram. Now, before I wrap up, I can't leave our conversation about tweaking your strategy for these types of opportunities without talking about the power of using stories if you're an Instagram user. Stories are such a powerful way for you to connect with your followers and give them information. So even if you are in a marketing phase where you are posting mostly relatable and educational content, utilize your stories to sell. Talk about the sale, about the bundle, about the summit. Post the links in your stories. If you are someone who has their content batched out like a month or more ahead of time and like the thought of creating one more feed post makes you want to cry to promote this new thing that's come up, you can keep your strategy chugging along and make your stories do the promoting for you. Anything you would have said in a feed post, you can share right in your stories. So the moral of the story is, strategies are great, but they are meant to be tweaked and changed to help us meet our business goals. So if your business goals change, even just for a short time, like for a TPT sale, you'll want to tweak your strategy to reflect that. And in most of these cases, you can go right back to your strategy once those things are done. Now, if you listened to this whole episode and are thinking, do I even have a strategy? I'd love to chat with you. My mini social media consults are meant to help you answer questions just like that and get clear on what you should be doing on social media. You can find the link right in the show notes to get on my calendar. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.